Then behind his voices, Ben holds out his arms to me.
Mommy,
he says. I rush in beside him. I hold him. I soothe him. I pat his back. I hold him tight. I let him go. He cannot stop crying. Is this a good thing? Is this a breakthrough? Does this mean Ben is feeling things again?
I made a mistake. I made a mistake, he keeps saying.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to help him except to hold him. Ben, I say, what mistake did you make?
I went to the wrong house,
he says, and the sobs begin again. I'm holding a big, man-sized version of my 6-year-old son.
Made to Stick by Chip and Dan Heath. We've all heard it, where the exits are, what to do in case of a sudden change in cabin pressure, how to use your seat as a flotation device, and why you shouldn't smoke in the lavatories or tinker with the smoke alarm. Filibusters are fascinating by comparison. What if you actually needed people to listen to you? A flight attendant named Karen Wood faced exactly this situation and solved it with creativity. On a flight from Dallas to San Diego, she made the following announcement. If I could have your attention for a few moments, we sure would love to point out these safety features.
Hanging Up by Delia Ephron.
Is that Yves Moselle?
She's in a chair, knitting.
Yes. I am Ogmed Konendar.
Mrs. Konendar?
Ogmed, she corrects.
You're the nurse they hired?
Oh, no. The nurse is having coffee.
Then what are you doing here?
She puts down her knitting and pats the bed. Sit. Omar is worried.
I am having trouble comprehending this entire development.